mit Minimal Affection auf Lux FM. Morgenabend. Ja, morgenabend. Erst spielt die Band aus London einen Geheimgig in Berlin. Jetzt ist Justin von den Waxines aber bei mir im Studio und wir gucken mal, was sie uns noch zum Auftritt morgen verraten dürfen. Außerdem sprechen wir natürlich über die neue, tolle, man möchte fast sagen, die erwachsene dritte LP English Graffiti und die Produktion derselben mit dem großen David Friedman. Zunächst aber nochmal hello and welcome, Justin.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm very good.
Cool. How's things... How's touring with the new record? Where are you coming from today, actually?
So, I came from New York.
Ooh.
So, I'm feeling a bit like a space cowboy.
Yeah.
It's been really fun. I mean, we took a year and a half of playing no shows. So, it's
yes.
just fun to have a new record and to be playing to people again, to be honest.
Yeah, and you took your time for this record, right?
I mean,
the first two were basically done in a few days, I think both of them.
I mean, pretty much. And they were plugging and playing. All the songs were written and arranged. And we went and we plugged in and we played. And this one was more of a, you know, one of exploration and mistakes and, you know, trial and error. Yeah.
Well, I really think that new sound, it suits you guys.
Thank you. I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, it might sound a little mean, but one of the first thoughts that I had was like, oh, those guys, they are getting a bit older as well. Does that have something to do with the sound?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely, you know, you don't want to be. I think we sounded very youthful, and I think you have to grow old gracefully.
That's totally true. With your first two records, you had that thing for fast, short, sharp, and simple pop songs, and that was kind of like part of the Waxines dogma, maybe, right?
I mean, it really was. It was what we were about, I suppose.
And what were the main reasons? How and when did you realize that you don't want to follow that dogma anymore?
I just think that there came a time where we felt very kind of restricted by our own ethos. And I think, you know, no artist, whether you're a photographer or a painter or whatever, you don't want to be doing the same thing over and over. And it's a very difficult thing as an artist to try and, I guess, grow and reinvent yourself with your dignity intact. But, you know, I think we want to keep getting better and better. And so that involves exploration, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I definitely think that you grew with this album.
But you
did it in a way that did not shock away your fans. And maybe we've been talking about the song Handsome that you're going to play in a live version later on, which was kind of like a Bridging the Gap song. It combined the philosophy of the first two records with the philosophy of the new record.
Yeah, with the production of the new record, exactly. Yeah. And I think that maybe once you hear, you know, when all you've heard is the first two records, then a song like Handsome sounds like it belongs on them. But once you hear the new record, I think it makes sense as definitely a bridge.
Yeah. And how do these decisions come up? Are you thinking about that consciously, that you probably have to have a song that's opening the doors for the old school fans, or did that just happen, kind of?
Well, yeah, I think it's nice to try and do things right, and I liked the idea. I think we all like the idea of of kind of presenting people with a change that was easier to digest, perhaps.
Yeah, and it's a healthy way of growing.
Yeah,
really.
Exactly. I think so.
You've recorded the LP with Dave Friedman, who's the man behind the sound of so many bands. I mean, it would be easier to name the bands that he didn't.
I know.
That he didn't
it's crazy, right?
Now, you told him that your favorite production of his was Sleater-Kinney's.
No, well, that's not true.
That's
actually
not true.
He told the NME magazine that, because he's very naughty and he never tells journalists the truth. So no, that's not true. I mean, it's a great record, but no, I mean, we were really drawn to him. You know, we love Flaming Lips and Mercury Rev and Weezer, and obviously, you know, his recent work with Tame Impala and MGMT, but particularly, you know, Mercury Rev and Weezer, and
I mean, this guy, he knows how to record guitars and bass guitars and
he's
drums.
He's an anarchist.
One realizes when you tell me that he just tells the Sleater-Kinney story without asking you beforehand.
Exactly.
Oh, what a crazy guy! But it was good to be. Is he a good guy to be around?
He's
with
an amazing
in the studio?
Guy, and it was an amazing place. It was in upstate New York on Lake Erie, in the middle of nowhere. So very immersive, you know. There's nothing distracting you.
Yeah, because you have to find a guy that you can really trust, especially in a situation like yours where you were like, oh, we have to find out, we have to check out a new sound maybe, or find a new philosophy.
Of course. And I think that, you know, he was, you know, him along with Cole MGN, who he co-produced the record with, you know, they really were on a very short list of people that we felt would be able to do that with us. You know?
Cool. Yeah. Now let's listen to another song and then we'll talk a bit more. We'll give away tickets for tomorrow night's show.
Great.
And I want to hear a live performance.
Awesome.
Of yours, Justin. Hier aber nochmal die Waxines mit Dream Lover. Nice chord. Die Waxines waren das nochmal mit Dream Lover. 16 Uhr und gleich 21 Minuten. Justin ist noch bei mir im Studio und er wird uns gleich noch eine Live-Performance kredenzen, bevor es dann morgen Abend auf die Bühne geht. I have to remind myself of the fact that the show is tomorrow, because when someone is in here in the studio, most of the times they're playing a few hours later.
Yeah.
It's a difficult job, I'm telling you. In 2013, you guys did release the Melody Calling EP, which was something like a Bridging the Gap kind of EP
right? It just felt like it was a departure from what we'd done in the past, and we were embracing production for the first time. Yeah.
Oh, one can really produce a record. Yeah. Wow. No, but I had the feeling that Melody Calling was a record that sounded American in some way, and I think that you recorded and written some of those songs in the US,
right? I wrote them in the US, recorded them in the US. Yeah, so yeah, I can, with, you know, obviously American producers, so that makes sense.
Okay, cool, that's good. I'm happy to hear that. Now before we give away tickets, let's listen to a live performance of yours. Die Sophie ist auch schon im Studio, um das Ganze mit der Videokamera mitzuschneiden, sodass wir unter Umständen nicht nur eine Audioaufnahme dieser Live-Performance präsentieren können in wenigen Stunden, nein, wir werden auch ein Videofile ins Netz stellen, auf dem ihr dann Justin Young sehen werdet im Flux FM Studio. I need one more second, Justin, to start the recording and get rid of the...
I'm so nervous.
Uber compression. Don't be. I don't want to put any pressure upon you. It's all gonna be good. Justin Young spielt uns den Waxines Song Handsome, den wir ja vorhin als Bridging the Gap Song auch schon beschrieben haben. Justin, there you go.
Oh God, 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 they're gonna eat me up for breakfast. You think you look good in whatever they sugarcoat you in. If my body is a temple, you can worship at my feet, but it might kick you in the teeth some. So even when you're spitting blood, you would save a thought for me. Cause I got so down, I held the world for ransom. Lonely, bored, and bad. Thank God I'm handsome, so handsome. Well, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know I should be picking up the pieces. But it doesn't really matter, as once you thought it would when you got nothing to lose. Everybody else I know would talk to me of misery as if it was contagious. So come to me and promise me you'll catch me if you can. Cause I got so down, I held the world for ransom. Lonely, bored, and bad, thank God I'm handsome. I'm as awful as they come, oh what a pity. So I thank the Lord above that I am pretty, so pretty. Oh, I'm so pretty. So pretty. Well, I got so down, I held the world for ransom. Lonely, bored, and bad, thank God I'm handsome. Arresting, prepossessing, and disarming. Oh, what a stroke of luck that I am charming. With a hand laid out upon me by committee, I just
thank the Lord above that I am pretty, so pretty.
Yeah, stadium applause! Thank you, the Vaccines, represented by Justin Young of Flux FM. Thanks a lot, Justin.
Thank you.
Please come back as soon as possible and visit us again. We can talk some more.
Love to.
You have to play some more songs of yours in a live version with acoustic guitar only. It's a nice setup, though.
Thanks.
But tonight you're going to be, tomorrow night, you're going to play with the full band.
Yes.
We can't tell you where, but if you call in now, you're going to find out. I have to tell it to the people in German, I think.
Can you do that? Why don't you?
Yeah, well, I should. Probably.
Should I tell him in German?
If you can. Also, wer hingehen möchte zu den Vaccines morgen Abend, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Morgen Abend findet das Ganze statt. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wer durchkommt, der bekommt auch den Ort der Veranstaltung durchgegeben und die genaue Uhrzeit. 030 2000 9000. Wer durchkommt, der Tickets für die Vaccines morgen gewonnen. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you.
Bye, bye.
Thank you.